Chapter 21, Habits. Please review Chapter 13, Habit Transformation, pages 207 through 219 in Healing Power Revised. In this chapter, you will find a discussion on how habits are formed through brain grooves, attention, and repetition, and a 10-step method for transforming bad to good habits. Following are some additional points and practices. A member of our community shared the following wisdom in a recovery and healing meeting. Quote, "Addiction is like a gorilla in a cage. The gorilla always wins if you let him out. Sometimes, if he gets out, we may not be able to get him back in." Unquote. Even when we know this truth, we find it difficult to follow. What keeps us from taking on our bad habits? And why do we fail so often when we do take them on? Picture a battle between two brain grooves, the old and the new. Our bad habit resides in a big, fat, obsessive-compulsive brain groove. It has had its way with us for years. It has great power. In the beginning, the new brain groove carrying a new good habit is a tiny filament. It takes time and practice to build it up so it is strong enough to compete with and eventually dominate the old bad habit brain groove. When we first start to do the work, it's an unfair match. The big bad habit brain groove has more power than the tiny filament new habit brain groove. As a result, we may lose some of the battles, return to our bad habit, get demoralized, and quit trying. This can be dangerous and in some cases lethal. What will help? How do we get motivated to take on our bad habits? How do we stay safe in this early phase of healing? Following are some suggestions. Exercises. Number one. Following is a review of the 15 methods described in this workbook. We can use these methods to combat addiction. As you review the methods, remember this. The brain is malleable. When we practice the methods, we are literally rewiring the brain. With continued practice, we lock the new good habit in a brain groove strong enough to compete with and eventually dominate the old bad habit brain groove. This is called neuroplasticity. To fight addiction, practice any one or combination of the following methods for the rest of your life. People. Find a support network of individuals in recovery from addiction. Tell your story. Receive their guidance and wisdom. Get a sponsor or mentor, one whom you trust. Get some spiritual bodyguards to protect you during vulnerable times. Second method, activity. Engage in constructive, meaningful activities. School, training, volunteer, work, hobby, sports, culture, or the arts. Third, belief system. Go to church, synagogue, mosque, AA, NA, or other healing ceremonies. Four, affirmations. Replace junk thoughts with positive thoughts and wisdom pearls. Fill your brain with wisdom first thing in the morning and keep it there. Practice affirmations on overcoming limitation, controlling impulses, and increasing willpower. Apply all of your willpower to positive thought. Next method, habit transformation. Follow the 10 steps recommended in Healing Power Revised, pages 207 through 219. 6. Progressive muscle relaxation. Calm the body and mind. 7. Breath work. Relax and heal the body, mind, and soul. This reduces craving. 8. Contemplation. Read sacred texts. Find what resonates with you and work with it. Bring this wisdom to realization in your very own consciousness. 9. Meditation. In the room of stillness, there is no restlessness, striving, seeking, or craving. Thoughts and feelings calm down. Actions follow suit. The deep peace, bread of meditation, spreads to every domain of your life. 10. Prayer. Effort and grace go together. Put a knee to the ground and speak to God in the language of your heart. I will do my part, but I can't do this alone. I need your help. With this surrender, grace comes on its own schedule. Eleven, mindfulness. Learn how to surf your pain craving waves without jumping off the board into a destructive habit. As the wave folds back into the ocean, craving ceases. 12. Practicing the presence of God. We would not use drugs in the presence of Jesus, Buddha, Krishna, or the God of love. 13. Service. How can you use when you're helping others? 14. Yoga. When you practice the yoga of love, service, wisdom, and stillness, craving dissolves. 15. Transformation of emotion. Craving and emotional pain often overlap. When we transform painful emotion into self-knowledge, we gain self-control. Practice these methods in any combination for the rest of your life. Eventually, craving ceases and you will experience contentment. Exercise number 2, willpower and perseverance. Read Healing Power Revised, pages 146 through 150. Here you will find a 9-step method designed to help you quit any addiction. The example given is for cigarettes, but you can apply these steps to any bad habit. Embedded in these steps are some affirmations specifically designed for eliminating bad habits. Set a goal and start your practice. It doesn't matter how much willpower you start with, just get started. Having said that, we're going to need all of the willpower that we can get. See the section on Cultivating Willpower and Healing Power Revised, pages 142 to 146. You will find some additional affirmations designed to help you increase your willpower on page 158. Taking on a bad habit often means losing some of the battles. It's okay if you lose a battle. That is par for the course. You don't have to be perfect, but you do have to keep up your effort. If you do the work, power slowly increases. If you don't have enough power to win every battle, that's okay. Pick yourself up, dust off the dirt, and get back in the game. Make up your mind that you can do this. Just do your best. Your willpower will slowly increase. Perseverance is the magic of addiction recovery. Victory comes to those who persist. Exercise number 3, riding complex waves. Craving plus emotion plus bodily sensations. Craving may occur by itself, but often combines with painful emotions and body sensations, thus creating more complex and confusing pain waves. It can be frightening and overwhelming. Following is an exercise for riding such complex waves. When you feel the craving, emotion, body sensation wave arise, try the following method. 1. Stop. 2. Observe. Notice what you're experiencing. Stay with the pain wave as it grows. Ride it to its peak. Don't try to escape. Don't jump off. You may feel like you can't do this, or that you're going to break, but you won't. If you ride it out, it will go down. This is the nature of craving. You might review the poem by Shakespeare on page 211 in Healing Power Revised. It speaks to this issue. Step 3, breathe. Choose any one of the breathing methods described in the chapter on breathwork. Breathe into the craving, emotion, body sensation wave. Use the breath to steady yourself as you ride the wave, trusting it will naturally subside without any action. 4. Let the story unfold. Observe the medley of thoughts, feelings, and bodily sensations. There may be a story you need to discover. My girlfriend left me. I'm depressed, afraid, humiliated, rejected, alone, ashamed, embarrassed. I don't care. I want a drink. Let it all come out. This is valuable information. 5. Spiritualize the story. Infuse the story with healing qualities. Love, compassion, understanding, forgiveness, patience, and kindness are water on the fire of reactivity. For more information on spiritualizing the story, review School on pages 283 through 286 and Transformation of Emotion, pages 345 and to 357 in Healing Power Revised, and pages 236 through 243 in this workbook. So the 5 steps for riding complex waves are stop, observe, breathe, let the story unfold, and spiritualize the story. Next exercise, the qualities. We have 100 healing qualities. We can cultivate these qualities in response to any bad habit. Healing qualities are actual healing powers. There's no limit to their power, but we must do the work. The work is practicing PMQ. Throw the switch to power. Roll the wheel. Following is an exercise to help you use the qualities to reduce craving. When you experience craving, that is the P or painful problem, stop, breathe, get in the present moment, choose any method, cultivate any quality, and apply all of your will, thought, and concentration to your method and quality. To repeat, when you experience the painful problem of craving, stop, breathe, get in the present moment, pick a method and a quality, and apply all of your will, thought, and concentration to your method and quality. This will help you reduce and finally eliminate craving and cultivate contentment and peace. Next exercise, yoga and addiction. We can apply the principles of yoga to the problem of addiction. Review chapter 22 on yoga in Healing Power Revised and chapter 30 in this workbook on yoga. When we have a bad habit, our energy goes down and out through the lower 3 chakras and attaches to the object of our addiction. This down and out force is powerful, magnetic, and seductive. We can reverse the flow of energy from down and out to in and up by practicing love, service, wisdom, and stillness. In addition, we can focus at the third eye or spiritual eye. When we focus at the third eye, we are connecting the soul to spirit. When we do this, healing qualities expand and craving ceases. Here is an exercise. When you experience craving, place all of your attention at the third eye. Make a supreme effort to keep it there. When you notice your attention is no longer focused at the third eye, gently bring it back. If you're in public or working, keep some of your attention there. You don't have to raise your gaze. Now, notice the battle between craving and peace. When energy goes down and out towards the object of the bad habit, we experience craving. When energy goes in and up to the third eye, we feel calm. This battle, this yo-yo between craving and peace, can go on intermittently for weeks, months, and sometimes years. To get help with your addiction, focus early and often at the third eye. The third eye is a source of willpower, strength, and equanimity.